Now, we may never know why the shooter, Aaron Alexis, opened fire, but still we search for clues in the details of his life.
He was 34, a civilian contractor and former Navy reservist.
And NPR's Daniel Zwerdling is in our studios with more. Danny, good morning.
Good morning,
so
Steve, Renee.
What more have you learned?
A very conflicted picture. We've talked to people who worked with Aaron Alexis, people who used to know his family, and they suggest there were two very different sides of this man. First version, he was a kind of a nice guy, quiet but very sweet. Mm-hmm. He was into service. He joined the Navy in 2007. He became an aircraft mechanic. He got discharged 4 years later. He was just about to start working at the Navy Yard as a computer contractor with the Navy. He started going to a Buddhist temple around Fort Worth in around 2010. People there say he would meditate and help out around the temple. And just this past year, he was working at a little mom-and-pop Thai restaurant in Fort Worth called the Happy Bowl. And one of our colleagues, Joe Shapiro, talked to a server there, Efton Bradley. She says she saw him just a few months ago, and listen to how she describes him.
He was very nice and very smart. I wouldn't think anything bad that he would do this at all.
And it turns out that some of the staff at the main newspaper in Fort Worth, the Star-Telegram, knew him too because they would hang out at the Happy Bowl, and he would wait on them. One of the copy editors, Sandy Guerra Klein, talked about Alexis yesterday in a video online.
Just really a sweet and intelligent guy. Still had sort of that military bearing about him, but is not a guy that talked about guns or talked about anything, you know, violent. My best memories of him were him sitting at one of the tables at Happy Bowl trying to teach himself Thai.
So that is one side of Aaron Alexis, although we now know, of course, that he had a darker side. And I take it that you've been hearing about that, too.
Yes, there were at least two incidents in recent years involving guns. In 2004, police arrested him in Seattle after he allegedly shot out the tires of a construction worker's car with a Glock pistol. His father told police that he had felt disrespected, that they had parked in the driveway next to his house. Alexis told the police that the construction workers had mocked him and that he had had a what he described as a blackout fueled by anger. He also said that he'd been in New York on 9/11. His father said that he had helped in rescue efforts, although we can't get any evidence of that.
Don't know that he was actually there, but that's what he was saying.
Exactly. And then in 2010, a woman who lived above him in an apartment complex in Fort Worth called police. She was terrified. She said she'd been sitting in her chair. Suddenly there was a loud noise, a pop. There was a hole in the floor next to her and in the ceiling, just a few feet from where she was sitting. It turned out that Alexis had shot off his gun. Now, the police came. They kept knocking on his door. He wouldn't answer. Finally, he said, oh, I was cleaning my gun, and it went off accidentally. The woman told the police that she was terrified of him, that he'd confronted her in the parking lot. But he was arrested briefly and let go.
Nothing came of that incident other than that.
That's it. And perhaps the most curious thing we learned about him was from our colleague Gene Denby. He told Joe Shapiro last night that he knew Alexis and his sister. He was friends with his sisters. He was riding with one of his sisters in a taxi about 6 or 7 years ago, and listened to Jean talk about this phone call she got from her brother.
She took a phone call, and she started to get really quiet and started to cry a little bit. Her brother just called her, and he was talking on crazy, and I was like, what do you mean? And she said he was incoherent. He said that people were out to get him. And she was really unnerved. Like, she was really clearly unsettled by it.
So, Danny, clearly a lot more to learn about Aaron Alexis.
And here's one of the most striking things about him. You know how it's fairly easy these days, in just a few hours, to learn a lot about somebody just by going on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Facebook, you learn who their friends are, or what trips they've taken, what tweets they've been writing, and what they've been reading. But Aaron Alexis made hardly any footprints out there in the digital world. I mean, there's just almost no sign of him.
So he's a mystery, at least for now. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.